I probably already mentioned how it doesn't bother me much, the football players who protest racial injustice by not standing for the national anthem. I understand there's going to be folks who say it's the wrong place, the wrong time, let's not politicize the sacred game of football, kind of like cussing in church. But these guys have a national stage and some serious grievances, and they probably figure, if not now, when? If not here, where? Football fans, unless I miss my guess, are patriotic, don't tread on me folks who mostly hated Kaepernick when he took a knee on the anthem. The man is colored and rich, and he still can't keep his uppity mouth shut. Of course, now he can't find a team that'll take him. Fans would go batshit crazy bringing that commie protester into their hallowed stadium. So now we got the Trumpster, the man who equates white supremacist Nazis with the Black Lives Matter protests, calling out the sons of bitches who kneel during the Star Spangled Banner, asking the NFL owners to fire them. Fire them now. Today was Football Sunday. If you expected mass layoffs, well, you were sorely disappointed. If you thought teams would stand at attention, hats off, hands over their hearts, you probably needed an extra IV of Bud Light to get you to halftime. The coach in chief may be misjudged on this one. Then again, maybe not. I'm no huge sports fan, and I'm not much of a betting man either, but my money's on the knee takers. And if the Trumpster doubles down, he will, I bet most of these teams will skip the anthem. That's okay by me. If folks thought racism had ended, they thought the Civil War had put slavery's sad history to rest. They thought Confederate statues were simply honoring the good soldier. If they think it's a question of supporting the cops versus supporting an end to cop killings, they think standing up for a crummy song is a test of patriotism. Well, I got some bleak news for them. The Civil War ain't over, Bubba. It's only just begun.
Boy.